Welcome to the Global Sales Show tonight. My name is TK Kapoor. I'm your host this evening, and I'm excited for you to join us. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about Africa, just Africa from Cape to Cairo. If you're listening to the Global Sales Show on KBOO Portland, please welcome on board. Before we dive into our storyline tonight, I want to remind you that KBOO is a volunteer-powered community radio. That means we are funded by the listener like you. If you're enjoying the program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member. Just go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44-321. So tonight, I'll talk about Africa, just some general facts I'm going to be sharing as I play some music, just to give some highlights of what Africa is all about. First of all, what you need to understand about Africa is that it's a big continent. It's a very large continent with a lot of languages spoken in Africa, from South Africa all the way to Egypt up at the north. And there are a lot of different cultures, different trends, different foods and all that. So we're going to be talking a lot about Africa. But before we do that, how about we play some music from Africa to warm up the show? This is going to be Salif Keita singing Africa. And this is music from the country called Mali. Yeah, that was Salif Keita, one of the most popular established musicians from a country called Mali, way up north in Africa. he sings in French. Some may wonder, like, why do Africans speak so many different languages? I'll explain. The reason is that in 1884, Europe got together at a conference in Germany called Berlin Conference, and they decided to colonize Africa. So it was called the Scramble for Africa. That was in 1884. So by the Scramble for Africa, any European nation could pick any place of choice to make its colony. So, for example, if the country spoke Portuguese, Portugal would go to nations like Mozambique, Angola, and colonize those two nations. They spoke Portuguese. The British would come to countries like Zimbabwe, once called Rhodesia, South Africa, and all those countries that were colonized by the British became English-speaking countries. And some became French colonial-speaking countries like the DRC Congo. So the problem with the French was, wherever they dominated as a colony, they made sure the people would forget their own languages and they would have to speak French from the city to the village. While colonialism was so bad, the French made it a point that they made sure everybody spoke French. The same way with Portuguese, they made sure everybody from village to the city would speak Portuguese. The British, they were not a good colonial master either. They made sure they only spoke English for their own benefit. Like you would be speaking English for their benefit. Like if you worked in an office or you worked somewhere, then they needed you to speak English. The only thing maybe that was left with the people who were colonized by the British was the access to their own languages that still was left existent. So the whole of Europe descended on Africa, parceled it out, made some influence based on the languages that was from the colonial country. That's how Africans ended up divided, speaking different languages. But while colonialism did its part, the good thing was Africans were never left divided. Of course, borders were there, but they still maintained their own cultural practices. Their food still existed, and they still remained united. I would say borders were like thin glass walls that were set just for administrative convenience for the colonial people, but Africa was never divided. People in Africa are still going the same way they used to go. The culture has remained the same, and they share the languages sometimes. Like we have Swahili spreading into different nations, many other languages that they just flow across the borders because of the pre-colonial history phase where people just spoke languages and flow, made it the languages flow just like that. So that's the first part I'm going to share with you about Africa. And the other part too is that a lot of my friends have asked me, so if you go to Africa, does wildlife just roam on everywhere, like on the streets, or do you just open your windows and see a lion or see an elephant? No, it's not like that. Wildlife has been made secure in game parks in most of these cases. If it roams on the streets or in the villages, it could be like just running wild. But in most cases, game parks have been designed to tame the animals as a tourist feature and also as a safety measure for people to feel safe wherever they are. So yes, Africa is the home of wildlife, but it still has to be taken care of in terms of public safety. So I'm going to switch on to a song sang by one of our most popular musicians from Zimbabwe. His name is Oliver Mtukudzi. They also call him Tuku. The song is called Toddy. It means, what are we going to do?
Oh, Toddy. What shall we do?
Tingani.
Sinzinjan.
What shall we do?
What shall we do?
Ding-a-ding.
Sinzinjan. zvapatumbuka pamurere pasina rarambo.
That was Oliver Tuku Mtukudzi. He sang that song when the AIDS pandemic hit Africa. He was just trying to educate the people, like, this is what we have, so we need to be really careful on our practices and so forth. So it became like an awareness tool campaign platform as he spread the news that be careful on what you do, because we have nothing to do. Same thing like you would talk about, sing about COVID and many other things, like we need to be careful, let's stop spreading diseases and stuff. One of Zimbabwe's most respected musicians. So from Zimbabwe, we're going to Gambia. I'm going to talk a little bit about a lady named Sona Jobate. Sona is one of the most respected female musicians from Africa, and she's going to be playing here in Portland this month at the RZA. I can't wait to see her in person. She sings well about Africa, just promoting African interests, and sing a lot about the issues going on in Africa, just raising awareness for people to pay attention to Africa. Besides our challenges, there is so much also going on, so she highlights all that and also sings about happiness and times of joy and celebration. So here's a song from Sona Jobate. It's called Gambia.
Thank you.
That was Sona Jabate, one of the most popular musicians in Africa. She comes from the country called Gambia. So if you're just joining us, my name is TK Kaprura. I'm your host this evening, and welcome to my show, The Global Sale, on Wednesday, the first Wednesday of every month. As we continue to play our music and share facts about Africa, I wanted to remind you that Kaibu is a volunteer-powered community platform. That means we are funded by you, the listener. If you're enjoying the program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member. Just go to kboo.fm/give or text kboo.244-321. Here's some other more fun facts about Africa. We hardly have any musical schools in Africa. If you hear somebody play an instrument or sing well, mainly it's from just street teaching. It's a passed on skill through just informal skill teaching. We share skills and people just learn how to play musical instruments. That way you learn how to sing, you learn how to play the guitar, the drum, and many other things. But sometimes these skills are coming through like village lifestyle. You hear those drums on Sona Jabade. Those drums could be like African village drums where you just start, just, hey, hand me over that drum, I want to give it a try. That's how you learn to play some instruments. From there you get on to become maybe a professional one day, but that's how people learn to play instruments. The same way they can play soccer, people grow up just kicking the ball from the streets. Then from there people may identify you like, oh, I think they are good in kicking the ball, why don't we try them at professional level? Then you receive some coaching, of course, in sport, you receive training, then you eventually become a professional. So now we're going to go back to Zimbabwe. I want to play a piece from my uncle, who is based in Eugene, Oregon. He's a musician, and he's one of the oldest musicians from my country, and very famous as well. His name is Thomas Mafumo. This song that's going to play is called Shabin. It's just a happy foreclosed song where he delivers the happiness of a Saturday afternoon or late Saturday evening. People are just having fun, get together in a party, just playing some music, enjoying, having a good time. So it's called Shabin by Thomas Mafumo. Thank you. Wow, that was Thomas Mafumo with the song Shabin. What he's basically singing about is when you go to the club, just make sure you've paid your bills, because you may lose all your money, then you look so miserable the following day. So just be careful, pay your bills, make sure everything is okay and your wallet is loaded before you go to the club, so you can have time to have fun while your heart is settled. That's basically what he's singing about. Right, so I'm going to share with you just a few more facts, interesting facts about Africa. Africa is the world's hottest continent, the world's second driest continent. And Africa is the second largest continent in the world, making up approximately 22% of the land on Earth and 6% of the total surface on the Earth. And Africa is the second most populous continent in the world, over 1.1 billion people, 16% of the world's population. And Asia is the most populous continent with over 4.4 billion people and 59% of the world's population. Yeah, so Africans basically are known to be people who are happy. We just like stories. We love to tell stories a lot. And we love just to connect with people, just to be happy, share food. Sharing is part of the African culture. Kindness, sharing, and just being good to the next person. That's who we are. We can share a lot, and I don't have to know you by name. But if I think I can share something with you, and you're willing to share, yes, we can share. Especially food and drink and music, we share. That's how we are raised, just to share and to be kind to the next person and just to be good, so the world can be a better place. So the last song I played was from Zimbabwe. And if you're just joining us, my name is TK Kapoor. I'm your host tonight. And welcome to my show, The Global Sale Show, on the first Wednesday of each month. I'm going to now switch on to play music from Kenya. This song is a combination by an American musician and a Kenyan musician. The song is called Calm Down. The Kenyan musician here is Rema, and the American musician is Selena Gomez. So it's a duo, it's a combination. But the song is by Rema from Kenya. It's called Calm Down.
Small walk, ask me how we
So this was a song called Calm Down by Rema featuring Selena Gomez. Rema is from Kenya. So I just want to share with you a few other stories about Africa. I would first of all talk about, you have always heard this saying that it takes a village to raise a child. A lot of people may wonder, what does that mean? In the African context, it takes a village to raise a child means you are a child of the village. Whatever you do, you are owned by the community around you. So here's an example. If you do something really terrible, you don't know who's going to discipline you. You owe some answers to anybody from your village, be it your uncle, even a passerby may just say, hey, what did he do? Then, oh, he was smoking before when he's underage. Then they will say, just bring him here. Then they'll deal with you. So that's the way the African culture works. Even when you buy a car, we don't say, I bought a car. Villagers will say, we have a car. It's ours. So you don't have to be asking like, for can I have a ride? It's like, I'm already in the car. Can we go? That's how the Africans work. So even if you have food, if you bring food to the village, it's our food because it's communal property. So we share, we are taught to share everything. Even if you go to people's house and it was time for meals, you just wash your hands and you sit down there to eat. You don't have to wait to be invited like, hey, can you wash your hands? Or you don't have to go to people's house, then you look at them, chew and swallow while you just look at them. No, you just wash your hands, then you start eating with them. That's how it goes. So the same way, like if there is a party, once you hear the doom, 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 and the music is going on, you just go in there and start having a good time. Nobody's going to ask you, like, who are you? Where are you coming from? Nobody will say that. You just jump into the party, have a good time. If you feel like the drinks are running out, you can just run to the store, bring more drinks. Then the party can go on and on and on. Same thing with a wedding. You don't have to go to a wedding because you have an invitation to go to a wedding. You just see, oh, there is a fun time there. People are getting married or they are having a wedding. You just show up. It's fine. The more, the merrier. That's how the African system works. So it takes a village to raise a child means whatever you do, you are accountable to the whole village. If you miss school or you fail classes in college, it's not your own concern. It's the whole village's concern. Your success is the success of the whole village. They'll brag and say, ours made it. Ours is now a lawyer, an engineer, an accountant. All these qualifications, they come in, they celebrate as a village. If you run in trouble, go to jail, same thing. Our son went to jail. We don't understand what's going on. They will need to find out. They can raise money to get some legal assistance or anything, but it's a village effort. So you fall with them, you rise with them. That's the African way. It takes a village to raise a child. Right, so if you're just joining us, my name is TK Kapra. I'm your host this evening on my show, The Global Cell Show. It's on KBOO Portland. If you're enjoying the program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member. Just go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44-321. While I'm still talking about Africa, we're going to switch on to the next song. It's sang by a lady who was named Brenda Fassie. She used to be like a very famous musician in the 80s, mid-80s. She was young. She sang a lot of music during the time when Nelson Mandela was in prison. She's South African. And she used to do a lot of dancing. And I would say she was an influencer because a lot of people listened to her music and they enjoyed it, made their moments lighter during apartheid in South Africa. Her name is Brenda Fassie. This song is called It's Nice to Be with People from South Africa. Please enjoy.
Everybody's dancing, now don't delay.
That was Brenda Fassi, a musician from South Africa. She's now late. We miss her so much. May her soul rest in peace. This song, actually, a fun fact about this song is that it came out when I was in eighth grade. I remember when I was still a teenager, I was going to a boarding school for boys only. It was a boys only school. So we're watching these musical videos on Saturdays on a black and white TV. So it would be like you watch this black and white TV as a group of boys, like 80 boys watching a little tiny black and white TV. So we'd be waiting for Saturday. There was a program called Sounds on Saturday. I still remember that. Sounds on Saturday came on Saturday at 7 p.m. Everybody made it a point to want to watch musical shows from across the world. We would watch anything from American music to British music to African music. That's the days we started to learn about groups like New Edition, Warren Mills, many other songs that came up on that program. It would be a non-stop advertisement-free channel for just an hour for you to listen to music and catch up with what was going on across the world. So it brings memories to me and brings smiles to me too, because I was still young, but just the memories are amazing. So yeah, that was Brenda Fassi, South Africa. A few more facts about Africa. Over half of the population of Africa is under 25 years, which makes it the youngest population in the world. I was surprised to hear that. Africa is 25% of world's bird species. There are a lot of birds, but a quarter of the species from the world are from Africa. Over 1,000 languages are spoken across Africa. And Africa has 54 countries. And I know there is only one island, Madagascar, on the Indian Ocean, right? And Lake Victoria in Kenya is the largest lake in Africa and the second largest freshwater lake in the world. Right, still talking about Africa, I'm going to now play just a little piece. But before I do that, I want to tell you a very interesting story about Africans. When Africans serve food, the first thing they worry mostly about is not the food itself on the table, but it's a matter of your facial expression when you serve the food. If I come to your house and there's lots of scrumptious, delicious food on the table, and I look at your face and you're like frowning or you don't want to share, I will say no, thank you. I won't eat food on a frowning face. If only you can show your heart happiness and your facial expressions and you make me feel welcome to your house, maybe we can drink together, maybe we can eat together. But if you sound like I came at the wrong time because you have this, maybe this best pizza in town and you want to have it by yourself, then I'm just going to look at you, eat your pizza and wish you well. So Africans are concerned more about your heart happiness and your willingness to share than what's on the table. If there is heart happiness and there's happiness in the air, everybody can partake of that. And if we run out, maybe we can contribute and buy more. Then that's where the happiness is coming from. We stay together, we eat together, we laugh together, and we cry together. That's the African way. So we are taught not to be selfish, but to be kind, giving, and generous. That's who we are. So I'm going to play for you a song from Ivory Coast. This song is called it's called Jerusalem. Sung by a man named Alpha Blondie from Ivory Coast. This guy is also very popular. He plays reggae music. I only discovered him later in the years when a neighbor introduced me to him. But I was from Africa. When he mentioned Alpha Blondie, I'm like, oh, I don't know him. He was like, which Africa are you coming from when you don't know Alpha Blondie? Then from there, I became a fan of Alpha Blondie. I've played his music over and over again. So here's Alpha Blondie with his song, Jerusalem.
Baruch Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
That was Alpha Blondie singing Jerusalem, and part of this song was sang in the Hebrew language. And even if you can watch the video, some parts are showing Jerusalem, the real Jerusalem in Israel. It's so fascinating to watch this video. And if you're listening in, thank you so much for listening and for your support. So this is TK Kapura, your host on the Global Sale Show. So our next song is sung by a man named Kanda Bongoman. This was one of the greatest wonders that ever happened in the 90s, as he brought the kind of genre of music called rumba. It's called rumba music. He brought it to the Southern African region. He was a good dancer. He was a culture activist. He became a minister of culture in his country, and he did a lot of other wonderful things, but he used to be based in France. This man is a very happy man, and he's a wonderful, amazing singer. So we're going to listen to his cool rhythm here called Muchana. This is Kanda Bongoman from DRC Congo, and this song is called Muchana. Thank you. Yeah, that was Kanda Bongomen with the song Muchana. Muchana, the story is just basically he's talking about the girl that he likes, the girl from his village. He's just wondering, when are we going to get married? He's just fantasizing and just singing to himself, like, maybe one day things will happen. It's just a love song, but just comforting from the village. That was him from Congo. So I also want to share a little bit more about Africa as we wind up. Africans love stories so much. So if you catch a bus or you catch a train and a good story starts up, some people may choose actually to bypass their destinations just to let the story finish up. Even at the bus station, when people start talking about stories as they are trying to catch the bus, some stories can be too good that you can miss your bus because you just want to hear stories. You want to hear what happened. It's like watching a movie when you listen to stories. So people get creative and they want to say more. They want to share more. That's how people make connections and build relations. And some people actually find comfort in just listening to good stories so the days can go faster and happily. Yeah, so now a few more facts about Africa. We have Egypt. That's the most popular tourist destination in Africa. It attracts around 10 million visitors every year. So Egypt is famous for its pyramids, but guess what? Sudan has more pyramids than Egypt. Then Islam as a religion is the largest religion in Africa, followed by Christianity. Then the most deadly animal in Africa is the hippo. It's in water, peaceful, but don't poke it. Things may not go well. Then Ethiopia is the only country in Africa with its own alphabet. The alphabet from Ethiopia is called Ethiopic. It has a whopping 345 letters. Takes a smart person to know that, to get it, to master it, and then to be able to write it. It takes a lot of time. The Sahara Desert in North Africa is the world's largest hot desert in the world. And the world's largest reptile, the Nile crocodile, makes it home in Africa. So basically, Africa is about animals. We have the elephant being the largest animal, then the hippo being the most deadly animal, then we have the Nile crocodile, or just the alligator, makes it home in Africa. That's it about Africa. So I'm going to switch back to South Africa. I want to play a song by a man named Lucky Dube. He plays reggae music just like Alpha Blondy. And his song this time is called Together as One from South Africa.
Yeah, man. So now I'm going to give you this song called Together as One. You know, when I play this song back home in South Africa, they call me a politician. And don't let you find that I don't know nothing about politics. I'm not a politician. All I sing and talk about is what is happening to me and to the people around me. This is a song called Together as One.
That was Lucky Dube from South Africa, one of my most favorite musicians. He just unfortunately got killed in a robbery and lost his, they were killing him for his car when the Chrysler came out. It was a popular car. Some carjackers just shot him in the morning, unfortunately. I miss him because he was a very prominent reggae musician in South Africa. So as I wind up, I just wanted to say thank you all for listening in. I saw calls coming in and many other forms of support that I'm seeing from this end. Thank you for listening to the Global Sale Show, first Wednesday every month, 7 p.m. I'm going to leave you listening to a song from Nigeria. It's called On the Law by Burna Boy from Nigeria. Burna Boy, please enjoy Nigerian music, and thank you for listening in to the Global Sale Show. This is TK. I say goodbye to Tender. Adios.
It's Kelpie Vibes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Angelina, you dey cool my temperature. If you call, I go and deliver. I no go fall in your hand never. So now me you go love forever. I'm a cocky no feeble letter. I'm a Angelina, Angelina. With my Angelina, Angelina. Oh, me all down. Anytime when I see you for the club or the television, your body. Sure you know no safety when you carry 50 kilos somebody. You know I feel a vibe, you feel a vibe. So baby, wine upon me, yeah. And I know you shy, but it's cool when we're making love. On the low, on the low, on the low, on the low.